racista.
Verso se manifiesto, contra esto expreso mi repudio yo. Más intensos son cada día más, se propagan como plaga, por eso Bambú y CO2 inician la saga antifascismo. Es que nunca me dará lo mismo, el cinismo deja que tras un nacionalismo se da el derecho de juzgar tu lugar. Dicen que si no es tu tierra no puedes opinar, que si eres diferente debes cambiar, que si no te gusta debes largar. Por la violencia te van a obligar. Digo que a mí nunca, nunca, nunca me harán callar. Lo único que no tolero es la intolerancia. ¿Cómo se permite esta audacia? Una congregación de que promueve discriminación, que se suponen de una raza superior. Hoy tienen su partido y es una escuela. Estas son secuelas, hijo de Pinochet, dan pena pensar que gente ve como un tiempo mejor este periodo oscuro en que reinó el terror.
Es el momento en que el hombre se esconde entre la masa fanática para pisotear a otro hombre de otra raza, sea o sexo.
Llega la saga, saga, un cobrador que no da plaza, así que paga, paga. Sirve más una palabra que metralla. Aunque vistas de cordero, sigo viéndote el plumero. Pero desde tu país, sí, echaste a la planta y ahora vuelve la raíz fortificada. Si no pasa la tormenta, ¿cómo llegará la calma?
Ding dong.
El infierno quiere tu alma, señori. Escupa a Pinochet y a ese puto Fujimori. Con la saga, saga, cobra, paga, paga. Por la plaga, plaga, de don Yaga, Yaga. Ni perdón ni olvido en la saga, saga.
CO2 Bambuda
con la saga, saga. Es la saga, saga. Cobra, paga, paga. Por la plaga, plaga. De don Yaga, Yaga. Ni perdón ni olvido en la saga, saga.
CO2 Bambuda
con la saga, saga.
Asbun, Le Pen, Thatcher, entre otro. Autor intelectual es verdadero.
Monstruos,
verdadero.
Rostros.
Se esconden tras el poder. Donde todos lo ven, donde pueden ejercer presión. Represión, mi opinión sobre las cuestiones que debemos unirnos para generar oposición. Tras el emblema, frente lírico, combatiente. Salir a la calle y hacernos más fuerte.
A la carga, la saga comenzando la batalla. Oye, puto nazi, a mí no me das la talla. Vaya, vaya. Soy ese muchacho que se pasa de la raya. Miro y no veo la factura. Así que me la suda que esta tierra sea tuya. Porque yo le llamo error a la fuerza sin razón. Sufrí por la matanza en campos de concentración. Y si eres creyente, reza. Porque con mi rima yo pongo fin a tu pureza. Facha, con los emigrantes ha llegado tu mala racha. Dime quién fue
Hitler,
dime quién fue
Franco.
Dos hijos de puta que querían el mundo
blanco
y solo dieron pena. Atacas en manada como las hienas. Escaso de cordura. Mira a tu familia y dime si su raza es pura. Oh, aquí me ves. Porque pisan las calles como Pablo Milanesa. Puesta, la vida como una ruleta. Siempre da la vuelta y plis plas. Trampas en el juego. Dime qué hace un pueblo contra las armas de fuego.
Casi nada.
A seres queridos llamo desaparecidos en el drama. Y los asesinos todavía están arriba con su trama. Mintiendo, mintiendo, con las manos manchadas.
A mí me sorprende la palabra neonazi. Yo considero que no son nuevos. Hacen ya 60 años que ostentan la misma ideología, la misma estética crónica de Oveja Loli.
Es la saga, saga. Cobra, paga, paga. Por la plaga, plaga. De don Yaga, Yaga. Perdón, me olvido, en la saga, saga.
CO2 Bambuda
con la saga, saga. Es la saga, saga. Por la paga, paga. Por la plaga, plaga. De don Yaga, Yaga. Mi perdón, me olvido, en la saga, saga.
CO2 Bambuda
con la saga, saga.
Makisa, Ishikuta, en el 99.
Ya lo sabes.
Frente lírico combatiente.
Rompedientes.
Por aquí, por allá. La saga continúa.
And you're tuning into CKLN 88.1 FM. We're broadcasting out of Ryerson University here in Toronto, Canada. My name is Susie Alvarez, and I will be your host for the first part of this Friday Word of Mouth News. It's October the 8th as we go into a long weekend, folks. So hopefully you're out there listening as you're getting ready to do whatever you are going to be doing this weekend. Tonight we were planning on bringing you a very special clip. However, due to some technical difficulties here at the station, we won't be able to share with you this very important clip. Last weekend, Canadians had a chance to welcome anti-war activist and former British Member of Parliament George Galloway. Galloway had cancelled a planned visit a year before after the Canadian government warned that he could be banned from Canada because of alleged terrorist ties. All lies, of course. But after a federal court ruled that the government didn't have the evidence to back up its claim, he flew to Toronto, and he was at Trinity St. Paul's Church last Sunday, where he gave a very spirited speech. The church was packed, And we have recorded the entire presentation. So we will try to bring it to you next time we're behind the mic. And if not, we'll make sure to share with you the Radio for All link where you could, you will be able to listen to the entire speech, which we will not be able to air here on CKLN since it's over an hour. Tonight what we're going to do is, since we don't have access to the server and I was not able to use the software that I needed to edit our clip, we're going to be sharing with you headlines and announcements. We're just going to keep it all school and I will play some music in between. And then at 6:30 p.m. we're going to pass the mic over to Anti-Psychiatry Radio and Don White. Don will be discussing on tonight's segment the recent inquest and today's coroner's jury verdict regarding the death of 28-year-old Ojibwe Byron Debasish. Joining Don in the studio today will be Audrey Redman. She is a former CKLN programmer and host of Honor the Earth. Don and Audrey together will attended a few sessions of the inquest, which ended today. Byron was labeled, quote-unquote, schizophrenic and suffer from alcohol problems. In February of 2008, two Toronto police officers shot and killed Byron in Oriel Park near the Davisville and Yonge subway station after he stole two lemons from a convenience store. Don will be discussing the results of the inquest, and he will also be reading excerpts from his book, In Progress. But before we go into that, we have headlines, and this comes to you thanks in part to Democracy Now! And Al Jazeera. In the U.S., an army colonel has recommended the court-martial of the first of 12 U.S. soldiers accused of forming a secret quote-unquote, kill team in Afghanistan. The soldier, Army Specialist Jeremy Morlock, is charged with premeditated murder in the deaths of three Afghan civilians, assaulting a fellow soldier, and wrongfully photographing and possessing visual images of human casualties. The investigating officer who presided over Morlock's preliminary hearing says, "There's sufficient evidence to try him in military court." The officer's recommendation has been submitted to a court-martial convening authority, which will issue a final decision in the coming week. And in other war and occupation news, the group Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Against the War demonstrated in Washington, D.C. Thursday to launch, quote-unquote, Operation Recovery, the first veteran-led campaign to stop the deployment of soldiers traumatized by multiple tours of duty. The veterans gather outside the Walter Reed Army Medical Center before marching to Capitol Hill. The rally coincided with the 9th anniversary of the Afghan War. And former CNN anchor Lou Dobbs took to the airwaves on Thursday after a Nation magazine expose revealed he's relied on undocumented workers for the upkeep of his multi-million dollar estates and the horses he keeps for his daughter. Dobbs has been called the most influential spokesperson for the anti-immigration movement and has often used his broadcast to criticize employers who break U.S. law by hiring undocumented workers. And a new report from the group Refugees International says over 70% of refugee camps in Haiti lack proper management and face daily threats of violence and intimidation. An estimated 1.3 million displaced Haitians live in the camps, nearly 9 months after the January earthquake. The U.S. has yet to deliver a cent of the 1.15 billion in new aid it pledged for Haiti earlier this year. And in Holland, a U.S. professor and activist working at the University of Leiden has accused police in Belgium of abusing her as part of a crackdown on a recent protest for migrant rights. Dr. Marianne Meckelberg says she was taking pictures of the No Border camp in Brussels when she was arrested. Meckelberg says Belgian police drag her by the hair, chained her to a radiator, kicked her, and subjected her to verbal abuse as well as threats of sexual assault, which is not that different from what, it's happened all over Europe in the past and when it concerns protesters and anyone who opposes austerity and racist actions by authority figures in those so-called democracies. And in Libya, Arab League leaders met amid a crisis over Israel's refusal to reimpose a moratorium on settlement construction in the Palestinian territories, which expired last month. A few of the diplomats present hoped that Abbas will consider returning to indirect negotiations to avoid a total breakdown of Middle East peace talks. Associated Press reported that the diplomats disclosed the proposal on conditions of anonymity because they aren't authorized to release the information. Al Jazeera Hashim Ahelbarra reported that there are divisions in the Arab League as to how to proceed. He said that Libya and Syria don't support the resumption of peace talks while Israelis continue to build settlements, but, quote, so-called moderate countries, unquote, such as Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, are interested in exploring different venues. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is set to present his case to the Arab League for suspending peace talks this weekend. Abbas has strong backing from the Palestinian leadership and the public to quit the peace talks over the settlement issue, though Washington has urged Arab ministers to back the talks rather than encourage Abbas to pull out. The Palestinians view the presence of 500,000 Israelis in more than 120 settlements in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem as a major threat to the viability of their future state and see the freezing of settlement construction as a key test of Israel's seriousness about the talks. Jewish settlements on occupied territory are illegal under international law, but have been expanding in the West Bank for 30 years. And those are the headlines for tonight's show. We are going to go to a quick musical break, and then we will be right back with more announcements and community news. So keep it locked on 88.1 FM, your community radio station, broadcasting out of Ryerson University.
Ça y est, c'est bon. On a les clés là. Ce soir, c'est la hala.
Ok, les gars.
Mais trop boulot et dodo, c'est ce qu'est la vie du ghetto. Donc laisse-moi chauffer. me puedo hacer de poco, 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 poco.
Décidément, soprano. Avec toi, c'est toujours la même chose. Mes clés. Rends-moi mes clés. Le stade, c'est pas pour ça.
And that in the background was soprano, and the name of the song is Hala Hala. And you are tuning into CKLN 88.1 FM. My name is Susie Alvarez, and I'm your host for the first half of Word of Mouth News for this Friday, October the 8th. Tonight, we're not going to be doing a special feature, interview or speech or audio. We are unable to get it going here at the station, so we're going to just share with you some community announcements, and hopefully we'll be able to pull together a decent half hour. And then at 6:30 p.m., it will be Don White's and Anti-Psychiatry Radio behind the mic. So keep it locked on 88.1 FM. We are going to begin with two upcoming events, which are going to be held at Basitoon House, which is located at 612 Markham Street. It's one door south of Bloor at Bathurst Subway. For more information about what's coming up, you should visit www.beitzatoun.org. This coming week, there's going to be the opening of an art installation titled Maleta, which is translated into suitcase. It's running between October 10th and the 31st. This is an art installation that celebrates Filipino women, domestic and migrant workers, and the work of the Philippine Women Center of Ontario. The PWCO is the only Filipino-Canadian women's grassroots organization in Ontario and has been at the forefront in advancing Filipino-Canadian women's liberation and full entitlement in a country that has been home to them for over half a century. Pardon the phone ringing in the background. It's a bit disturbing, especially when I'm the only person here behind the mic. So I will have to take a break in order to answer the phone. And I can't because I'm making announcements. So let's move on to the second announcement, which is also taking place at Bassatune House. And it's an evening of text and voice from Michael Royardens, I hope I'm saying it right, book, Our Way to Fight. On Thursday, October the 14th at 7:30 p.m., you are all invited to a multimedia world premiere of Royardens' forthcoming book, which documents creative resistance on both sides of the wall in the occupied territories. Our Way to Fight emerges from encounters with more than 60 grassroots peace and human rights activists in Palestine and Israel. The book will be released in January 2011 by Pluto Press in the UK and Between the Lines in Canada. And our next announcement comes to us via Justice for Migrant Workers, who are inviting you to join and support this Thanksgiving weekend's Pilgrimage to Freedom, Breaking the Chains of Indentureship. J4MW is asking for folks to show their support for migrant workers and allies who will be marching from Leamington to Windsor, Ontario, to call attention to the living and working conditions of migrant workers who grow and process our foods this Thanksgiving. So here's some background to the call out. Approximately 18,000 migrant farm workers from Thailand, Mexico, Guatemala, the Philippines and the Caribbean arrive in Canada to work in fields, orchards, and greenhouses every year. Many workers pay thousands of dollars in fees to recruiters to get work in Canada, sometimes for jobs that do not even exist. Once they arrive, many workers face dangerous working conditions, substandard housing and employment standards, and human rights violations. And trust me, I've witnessed those violations and substandard housing and employment standards because I did, for a while, volunteer with Justice for Migrant Workers, which is a great organization that does commendable work in the field. So whatever they're saying on this call out is true because I've seen it, and people should join this action. Because of their precarious immigration status, migrant workers have little protection against being sent home by employers for speaking up about their rights. Migrant workers and allies are marching in the Pilgrimage to Freedom to demand status, an end to exorbitant recruitment fees, better housing, safe working conditions, and an end to racism and sexism in the workplace. So Justice is asking folks to consider making an in-kind donation, march in solidarity, or help spread the word. So if you want more information and if you want to get involved, and you should get involved this long weekend, it's perfect time to join in this action. You should contact pilgrimage2freedom@gmail.com, or you should visit www.justicia4migrantworkers.org. And that four is the number four. So it's www.justicia4migrantworkers.org. And our last announcement for tonight's show is about a fundraising party that is taking place tonight. Revel Radio fundraising party. It's going to start at 9 p.m. and it's going to run until 1 a.m. at 888 DuPont at Ossington, Unit 404. So come down and support community radio projects in Indigenous communities resisting mining exploitation. Come and join in the dance to Afrobeat, global hip-hop, and dance music while eating some great food and supporting an amazing cause. Revel Radio is a grassroots initiative seeking to build radio stations in communities in Fort Chippewa and West Tsuwetan Red Territory in northern BC. These communities have been directly impacted by mining operations and need outlets that are fully accessible and operational that can help them speak about their experiences, stories, and struggles, and in their own words. So that is a great party to consider this Friday night. It's all for a great cause. And once again, it's taking place tonight between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. And the location is 888 DuPont at Ossington. And the unit number is 404. And I think that does it for me. I tried to stretch things out as much as I could. And I'm going to sign off. I'm going to play some music for you. And then we're going to switch it over to Anti-Psychiatry Radio and Don White's with special guest and co-host for tonight's edition of Anti-Psych Radio, Audrey Redman, who is a former CKLN producer, host, and programmer. She used to host this amazing show that ran every Sunday evening, and the name of the show was Honor the Earth. So we're very honored to have Audrey visiting us today and joining in word of mouth news for this Friday. So we're going to go to a musical break, and then right after that, we'll have Don White and Audrey taking over the airwaves. So remember, you're listening to CKLN 88.1 FM. Keep it locked on your community radio station. Bye.